Hi, and welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review Podcast, a podcast where three men in their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the balance to the news and to all the inevitable drama that comes with being an online community. I'm Conrad Gunther, and I'm joined by my co-host, The Heater Work, right over
the heater
that
work,
way.
Other way.
It looks to me. You gotta go
on
like
me,
that.
It's this right here, dude.
Well, so do the other hand, because you're wrong.
I'm not editing your directions.
That's where I am.
And,
point down.
My other co-host, Vance Helsing, down here.
Hello, I'm always at the bottom.
So, guys, it is... Wow. All right. So, well, we knew that.
I'm a power bottom.
But anyways, it's been quite a week in the world of Marvel Rivals. We have gotten a lot. And we are, as of right now, 26 days away from release. How are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling anxious.
Editor me, insert applause noise and cheering. Hooray.
Yeah.
Tell me about your anxieties, Dieter Work.
My anxieties?
Yeah,
that's a loaded question, I feel.
Like, am I going to be forced to play Overwatch this entire time?
Hoping for a beta now?
No, I know it's not coming. I know it's not. I knew it wasn't a while ago, but yeah, man, I'm just...
I'm ready to be hurt again. how are you feeling, Vance?
I'm ready for it. I mean, I need something else to play. Although, granted, there's now the new season of TFT coming out in 2 weeks, and then WoW. So,
woo!
I'll have stuff to play.
Wow.
Yay!
Wow.
My job away from my job. So.
Yeah.
So, like I said, 26 days to go. Since the 33-day mark, they've been on the Steam showing something new every day, and this is going to be a trend going forward until release. So, I just want to point out that every day so far, they have shown one of their heroes and a skin for that hero, and on other days, they've shown other stuff. I also want to point out that so far, with Moon Knight and Psylocke confirmed, that's 27 heroes on launch. So if they follow this trend, that's 6 more heroes that are going to be released or revealed before release date. If that happens, they might not do that. It might like show maps one day or something like that. It might not be a hero every day, but it's been a hero every day so far. So,
well, that's what everyone cares about right now. Nobody cares about the maps yet.
I care about the maps. You play that beta for a while, you only play 4 maps, it gets kind of boring pretty fast. But maps are important. So dawn of the 33rd day, last week Saturday, where's my fucking notes? Okay,
editor me, so make a dawn of the 33rd day and put that in there.
So on the very first day they started following this trend where they started showing people shit, it was the Hulk being the first character that they revealed. Cool. And kind of disappointing, the skin they showed was the Green Scar skin, which was in the beta and everybody has seen before. You guys familiar with this skin?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. The only how many skins did he have? Was that the only one?
That for a Hulk? Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you count like his transformations to Monster Hulk and Bruce Banner separate, but no. So that was cool. I mean, it's nice of them to do that. Day 32, they showed Iron Man, the GOAT, and they showed the superior Iron Man skin. Did you guys see this one? He kind of like looks like Ultron to me, superior Iron Man. He's all, I don't know the lore behind it, but a really cool skin. So
hang on, I'm pulling up Steam so I can look at this. You said it's in the in the community hub?
In the game news tab.
Game news tab. You have a game news tab?
Yeah. Oh, you finally joined the Discord?
I thought you said it was on Steam.
No, it's a Discord. My bad. I misspoke.
Fucking lied to me. I pulled up Steam.
Cool fucking skin. Day 31, this is where they show magic in an Eldritch armor skin. Looks pretty dope. It's like a celestial looking, like Eldritch Knight, magical armor. Guess it comes from comic books. I don't fucking know. Really fucking dope, though. And on day 31, we also got the Psylocke IGN gameplay trailer. What? Where we go, finally got a breakdown of our abilities, which I'm about to go into. You guys are sort of familiar with the Psylocke video?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's All right. So let's start off with it. Her primary fire, that's where the crossbows are. So it was kind of hard to see in the video, but she got like crossbows form on her wrists, and she shoots a shotgun, like blast the crossbow bolts, right? Of like Psylocke energy. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool about this is that it's like a shotgun blast. The closer you are, the more damage you do. Like, makes sense. And her primary fire reduces the cooldowns of all her abilities when you land shots.
Okay. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And her other abilities, I don't know why I said and like that. Like, it was nothing more to expand about on her primary fire. But she has some really, like, cool abilities. So she has a dash. Like a Genji dash, except there's no resets on it. She dashes, goes forward, leaves. Pretty cool. She also has an ability where she throws shurikens out. She throws like 5 shurikens, and they go in a pattern, and they go forward. And she can also cast that ability again to retract her shurikens back. So go forward, go back. What's really cool about this ability is she gets extra health based on the amount of people the shurikens hit. And I think her health goes up to like maybe 320 or something like that. It's a decent amount of health for like a character that goes in. Really cool. Her invisibility, the thing everybody was nervous about, is on a decently long cooldown, but you know, I don't know the exact cooldown, but it also really doesn't matter because her primary fire lows her cooldown abilities. But her invisibility is a button press and it only lasts 4 seconds.
Yeah, based. I saw that.
Honestly, based,
right?
Nothing crazy. It's an escape thing.
Yeah. So no permanent. It's escape or like to get on a flank or something like that. Right? Really cool. Really cool. And she can also dash in her visibility and stay invisible, I guess is the point. So you got a little bit of mobility option. Her ult that we were wondering how that fucking worked, like whether that would be a Genji blade or whatever. So what happens when you cast her ult? This is a giant circle on the ground, and anybody inside that circle is a target. And she dashes between, and you can move the circle but not control her. She dashes between anybody in the circle doing damage. So this means the more people it hits, the more the damage is spread out. She hits the fewer the targets in the circle, she hits those more than once, right? So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So it actually is like, for me, what I think it's useful for is like diving onto the 2 squishy he supports in the back line and just popping out. And just killing him.
But, dude, I would just like to say that I called that. I called that's how that ult worked.
Yeah. Well, you said that it might be auto-target, but we didn't know we'd be able to move the circle. That
sounds, honestly, I assume you're getting ready to ask people's opinions of that.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Like, if you can somehow single out or move that circle, like, you're going to force the enemy team to group up in that circle to mitigate damage if somebody's being singled out. But if you can navigate and move that circle depending on how fast it moves, you can single out like and get half of a team in there and deal more damage to like the squishies or the back line and just leave the tanks out of it and force like a bunch of positioning moves.
Now, what about you, Dieterwerk? What do you think of Psylocke after the reveal? So she's not as close to Sombra as anybody thought. So
yeah, that was pretty surprising. She seems interesting to play. I think that's going to be her ult's going to be fun. Like Van said, singling out squishies, you know, that kind of thing. That's going to be good. I'm like, I'm interested to see what combos that's going to go with that. Like depending on, I don't know, like Venom, that would be crazy. Like the double, like the AOE you got with her ult and his ult.
Could you use like a Groot wall to lock people in and then
do that. I mean, Grootwall's combo with anything. What I would say though is it probably isn't a good idea to like cast it on a Groot alt, because if you remember, Groot alt is like a Zarya grab. So I like, if it splits the damage between people, it's probably not the best alt to use in that situation.
But well, yeah, maybe not during Groot's alt, but just like if he puts up a wall and blocks away their running path, then they got nowhere to go but towards you.
Now, what I really like about her is is like the shotgun blast kind of on her. And she's only a 250 HP character. Rather, kind of squish. So the shotgun blast on her, in my opinion, that reduce her cooldown, it really, because her shotgun blast reduce her cooldowns, right? So that really like emphasizes this playing style where you have to get up close and personal with someone. So I really like that for like the Assassin Bates character, like a... And they're long cooldowns. I don't remember the exact cooldowns, but all her cooldowns are long. So not only do you have to get up close and personal, you have to land shots to get the cooldowns that'll let you escape. Because if you use your dash or your invisibility to engage, if you're not popping off, you're likely not to have your cooldowns back in time to escape. And I think that's really cool. So
it's a high-risk, high-reward type playstyle.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And they're all, like, probably kind of the easiest part of her kit to use. It's it's not like a skill based all. It's not like we thought where, you know, like you have to put like 150 hours into your dragon blades to you know, get down this wave dashing fucking technique. Yeah, nothing like that. So, but cool. Oh, beautiful fucking design too.
I like that they're sticking to like making easier characters to play. Nothing like super high technical yet. I mean, she's probably. And Winter Soldier, Winter Soldier. Yeah, I see him being pretty high technical, but yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Now, where do you guys like see her working in any particular like anything? Comp. Comp or like any kind of how do you think she fits into the game? I guess is what I kind of want to ask.
I mean, like if you're diving, I'm saying dive comps. She's gonna be strong.
Yeah, she'll be 100% thrown into dive comps.
I think she could fit just about anywhere, really. Because it's just about like the engagement at that point. You got the E to take a flank. Your 4 second invisibility. That's what I like too. The 4 second invisibility. It's like, thank God, thank God.
So my next question: is the ult only going to hit ground units, or will she be able to hit people that are up in the air? That's going to be
It looked like it was on the ground from the video.
Yeah, but it didn't show her fight. The video also didn't show her fighting any flyers. No storms or Iron Man or anything like that.
So she might be just immediately counterpicked by like Iron Man or Storm or anything like that. So
that's true. That's also if your Psylocke is popping off, which is like they rated her 2 stars, which I think is fair for understanding of like how she works. But I think she's probably harder to perform mechanically than what her star difficulty like. Actually is like I think because she's squishy and you know you have to leave landing your shurikens to get the extra health and you have to be up close and personal, a lot of people are going to mess up their engages and just instantly die and they're like, well, I don't understand how I exploded.
Sick blade, bro.
I only jumped in 1v5 without my team already having previously engaged. That just doesn't make any sense.
She is not the engager.
Yeah, so that's Psylocke. Really cool. Design is fucking beautiful. I like how, have you seen like how her scarf, like one, the butterfly wings, phenomenally good looking. Right. But like this, have you seen how her scarf kind of like goes into like a little fucking like animation there at the bottom that's like on fire or something or like full of energy? It's cool looking. I think they did really well.
Yeah, the design team was popping, honestly. All the designs were pretty tough.
I know. So that was day 31. That was exciting. That was an exciting day. Just a few days after we started doing these daily updates, we got the Psylocke reveal, which was like, I feel like it was a month after Psylocke had been shown off with that little 40-second trailer that showed her just using her dash and invisibility and nothing else. So I would like to admit, also, I was wrong about Psylocke. She didn't have a teleport. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was flipping through different... areas when she was like going invis in the trailer. Yeah, I thought that too.
Also, I'd like to point out is I don't think they showed her melee, so I really hope she pulls out her sword for the melee, but I don't know.
No, it's just for cosmetic show.
She doesn't even touch it when she puts the blade away at the end of her thing. It's like psychic energy that like sheaths her blade at the end of her ult. It's like just not too good for it, but
it's a real fake sword.
So day 30, Rocket Raccoon. They showed Rocket Raccoon, and they showed his skin from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. That's what the skin is off. It's just take the movie, make it animated to our Marvel Rivals thing, our Marvel Rivals style, put it in the game. It's just his look from that movie. It's all
easy.
Right. Day 29, Thor, my goat, my man. They showed off Thor day 29, and they used a skin from his Love and Thunder movie, which, you know, a lot of people say is like his worst movie, but I thought it was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it. All the caves at the end, that was funny.
Yeah, like with the fucking teddy bear, just oh.
I haven't seen Love and Thunder.
You should. Except Thor's next arc.
It's really good, and I think a lot of people didn't like Love and Thunder because of how it handles the Thor-Jane relationship. But I think that's super realistic and showed a lot of fucking character growth on Thor's character. So mm-hmm. I really like that personally. And I hope they didn't spoil anything. I think that was pretty spoiler-free.
That movie came out forever ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he's... All right, day 28, Groot. Can you guess what skin they showed off for Groot?
Was it the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 skin?
It was!
What? No fucking way.
That's Jack Groot. I want a teenage Groot. I know it can't work with the size of the model, but that's my favorite Groot, where he's playing video games I am Groot.
Yes. Off, please.
All right. Day 27. So day 27, we saw Penny Parker. Boo, honestly. Penny Parker sucks. But they showed a really cool... That skin, though. The Venom skin. Yeah, dude.
That's pretty sick.
That's a sick-ass really cool. skin.
Dude, isn't it? Too bad she's not going to get played.
Yeah.
And then
just useless. Just useless. Now, moving on. Day 26 today. On day 26, at a roughly earlier this morning, they showed off Moon Knight, a 40-second video that just showed his abilities. It's the really quick, hey, it's another fucking duelist, but it's Moon Knight. And here's his abilities. And then just a few short hours after that, they released an IGN video breakdown, which was funny as fuck because, there's just one part of the video where they're starting and they're talking about Moon Knight's double jump, and it shows him double jumping into a glide, but he bangs his head on an arcway. And as they're talking about how good the abilities are, he stuns himself, gets himself stuck in an arcway, and then slowly glides underneath of it. It's okay. You could have literally picked any other. Yeah, you could have picked any other clip, but that's the one you used. Got it. Cool. All right. Now, Moon Knight. Let's talk about Moon Knight. Base design. Fucking phenomenal.
Solid.
Solid.
Assassin's solid Creed, Batman, Justice League,
dude, it's super fucking sick, super way better than he looked in the fucking TV show, I think.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking, I don't know, they're cooking over there, man.
Dude, Marvel Rivals designs are fucking fire. So let's talk about his abilities.
Before we do that, can we? Yeah. So I'm looking at his Mr. Knight skin.
Yeah,
and for some reason, well, we're jumping ahead on that. Why? So, what's the guy's name in Jujutsu Kaisen that was the business suit?
Oh yeah, Mr. Fucking Nanami.
That's what that skin reminds me of, and I don't know why.
Because he's wearing the traditional that business suit attire, or, but he had a vest,
Night Edge from My Hero. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got the vest, and Night Edge or not a Night Eye one.
Night Eye, Night Edge. You're right.
Night Eye. His he is you know how All Might is the American man in Japan. That's this is all America. Night Eye is supposed to be his antithesis, where he's the stereotypical Japanese businessman, and that's what his he's based on. Yeah.
Mm. So basically what I'm hearing is Japan's a bunch of bitches.
Dude, I love Japan, and we won't stand for any slander.
Yeah, don't talk about Japan. Japan send me free stuff.
All right. Let's talk about his abilities. Okay. So, last week's episode where we talked about his abilities, they are pretty much consistent from the leaks, with the exception that he does not reveal and stun invisible enemies. Like, that's just not, that part of the leaks just turned out to not be true. So let's talk about it. So he's got a double jump. That's on like an 8-second cooldown. It's on like a cooldown. He double jumps. It's cool. He's got a Batman grappling hook that like gets him high. It gets him where he needs to go. He's got a glide. That's also on a cooldown. His glide is not on a cooldown, however, and he pulls out his fucking cape and does the crescent fucking moon thing, and he can glide. Kind of slowly, it looked like to me.
Slow moving targets.
Yeah, it did. I imagine it being a lot faster.
Yeah, I imagine it being a lot faster too, but it is what it is. His primary fire, he throws his darts, right? He throws those little darts, and those bounce between enemies and Ankhs, right? They bounce between enemies and Ankhs. Cool, right? So if enemies are stacked up, he does more damage because they bounce between the enemies. And then if there's an Ankh, he can bounce it on the Ankh too. His right click is the moon blade. That's where he rips that like blade around his back, like the animation, and he throws it forward. And it's the same as his primary fire. It bounces between enemies and Ankhs, but it does more damage than the primary fire. And it's on a 3-second cooldown. So, like, ideally, you just weave that in every few seconds. Like, weave it in. His E, this is his bread and butter ability, from what I see. That's the Ankh. So he fires the Ankh out. You see what the Ankhs look like now. Yeah. And they draw, and it does a little bit of damage, and it pulls enemies in towards the center of where the Ankh is placed. So there's a little bit of fucking disruption right there. And now, what's really cool is, like, we were wondering last week how this Ankh would work with the bouncing and whether or not you'd have to hit an enemy to bounce it or not. You don't. You can just throw your weapons at the Ankh, and it'll bounce off the enemies. You can kill people around corners bouncing the darts and the blades off the Ankhs.
That's kind of cool.
Now, his alt, the Age of Khonshu or whatever, we saw it. It's very pretty art. Oh my god, gorgeous alt. Where like a little portal opens up in the sky and you see the moon and all these talons start falling down, and it does a lot of damage. And that's Moon Knight's kit. Like, what were your guys' first impressions?
Man, excited. Very excited. That alt combination with like things that can like, you know, grab people. It's going to be massive.
Oh, yeah. Groot alt mixed with Midnight alt. Just win a fight. Yeah.
Just done.
I'm mostly excited for the Ankh because being able to, A, you don't have to hit your shot on a moving target. You just hit it on a stationary target and you just automatically hit a moving target. So that makes it super easy.
Yeah. Now, a couple things I didn't say about the Ankh. One is it can be destroyed. It has 75 health. Shoot the fucking Ankhs. Shoot them. Shoot the deployables. Also, he can place out two of them. I don't know how he would ever have two out because it's on like a 12-second cooldown. The place one. So, like, I don't know how he'd ever get two of them out, but he could. Now.
Do those bounce between Ankhs and then continue to bounce?
Yeah, forever. There's a limited amount of bounces. I just don't know what it is. One of the things I want to say is, like, watching the gameplay, like, because the things bounce between enemies and the Ankhs, did you guys hear, like, the hit registry where it just, like, rattles really quick instead of, dink, dink, dink. No, listen. I'm talking about the hit registry, like, the sound. Yeah. Instead of, like, dink, 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 because it hits so people fast, it's like, ding, 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 like, ding, like, really quick. Oh, my God. It just sounds so satisfying. My serotonin receptors were already, like, firing off. And I haven't even got to use it, you know? Or not receptors, but you know what I mean. I don't fucking know. I'm not a scientist.
Emitters?
Emitters. I don't know. I don't have fucking serotonin. It's just...
I just live in a constant state of depression.
It's gone.
Until December 6th, I am constantly sad.
But yeah, a couple more things I want to talk about. Moon Knight, from what I can see, will absolutely devastate grouped up enemies. If you stay grouped up, Moonlight just getting free. And his alt charges fast. from the, because there's a couple videos they released, you can go watch, like a couple 20-minute videos of like full games of New Moon Knight, and his ult just charges so fucking fast, especially if the enemies like stack up. Now, where do you guys think, where's his place in the game? Like, where do you think it is?
He's, I feel like he's going to stomp the lower ranks just for people staying grouped together. He's going to walk through them, I think. When somebody gets good at him, because everybody's going to be, it's going to be a, you know, a little shit show for a while. But, yeah, I think he's up there. I think he's going to be good. He's
gonna be good hero. I think he's going to be mostly, like, a defense type hero. Like, you set up your onks and try and poke out and try and whittle people down before they can come in and attack a point. But he's not really going to be based off or doing much attacking. Or he'll be in like a setup like an Overwatch where you'd have a Zarya and maybe like a Hanzo, and he'd have to have specific characters that he needs to group up and combo with him.
His CC is big.
And his damage is low. If he's not bouncing, like outside of his onk, like I feel like in a solo fight, like if it's just me taking a duel against someone else, I have to have the onk to win that fight just to get the bounces off the onk. Because if I'm not firing directly into the team, my damage per target's low, right? Because it's not gonna bounce. My dart's not gonna bounce like off one guy repeatedly. There has to be an onk there to win that duel, I feel like. Also, something I wanted to know is that all his abilities are projectiles, which means flyers win.
Yes. Hit your shots or fucking anticipate people's movements. Good luck.
So Iron Man probably gonna just like walk over Moon Knight. But I don't know.
Wait for Iron Man again.
Dude, I'm excited. Only 26 days. Dude. Only a little bit over 3 weeks, really. 3.5 weeks. So not that long.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then like as Aunt Vance already said, later this day, about a couple hours ago, they showed the Moon Knight character, his little bit of lore bit. We all know he's schizo. He has like three different people living inside of him. And they showed his skin, the Mr. Knight, which I'm going to buy because, you know, business before pleasure. I like to look nice when I'm whooping ass. But, you know, it's so hard. Like, I want that skin, but also I don't think it looks as good as his, like, base skin.
His base skin looks really good. I'm excited to see other skins, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. Are we going to talk about that little thing in that trailer?
Give me a fucking second.
All right, man.
So,
stop getting ahead of him. I already did it once. We both can't do it.
Okay.
Give me a fucking second.
We'll make it look like we did research.
So in the IGN video... And this might have been a mistake of IGN because IGN is separate from NetEase and Marvel Rivals, right? So, and they obviously have a deal with IGN that for all these character releases, IGN's gonna show off their abilities in videos because IGN has said at the end of their videos, "Hey, like, we'll be doing this throughout November." So, yay! But there was a little bit of a leak, or perhaps it was a purposely dropped clue as to the next character that is likely to be introduced to Marvel Rivals. Did you see this, Vance?
I did not. I didn't get to watch all the video. I just watched the main clips of his abilities.
And it's really easy to miss. Like halfway through the trailer, in the middle of a team fight, in the kill cam, an enemy Hawkeye died. But it's just up in the right hand corner in the kill feed. That's it. That's all the only place you saw. It just shows his like little character, his little face, little Hawkeye face.
Wait, so are they doing them during the week or every single day? Is it like Monday through Friday or
every single day up until release? They're dropping at least
tomorrow.
So yeah, tomorrow I highly doubt we get anything concrete. I think we're just gonna get another like character and skin. Yeah, I doubt they're like Squirrel Girl, Ultron. No, I doubt that. Yeah,
Doom on the last day. I bet.
I know Vance is excited about. You gotta stop looking at that fucking screen, dude.
I'm sorry.
You're longing for a for an adventure or something.
for audio listeners. Vance has a computer or a monitor above his head, and his camera is not looking down at him. It's looking straight. So as he's reading his upper monitor, all you can see is him, like, eyeballs looking up. Yeah, it's just a little bit ridiculous. Okay.
You know what? That's the thumbnail for the Moon Knight, or us begging for this game to come out. Please, sir.
Please, sir.
So what do you guys think about this? Do you guys think the Hawkeye thing was like an accident, or was it on purpose?
I think they took it down because I went to check like later on and I didn't see that part in the video.
Like I don't think they can take down a video and edit it and re-upload it that fast. I don't know if you've ever uploaded a video.
YouTube actually has a thing where you can go into your video and edit it in the YouTube studio.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they like, you can check. Like I may be wrong, but I couldn't find it. Like, I remember that it was like 249, and then I went back. I was like, I'm not seeing it now.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it. If that's true, I'd have to look.
You said it was
at
like 249?
Yeah.
But
I can't fucking see because there's a damn share button in the way of the kill cam or kill feed.
All right, we got to keep the conversation going. All right, so next hero, probably Hawkeye. Could have been a mistake by IGN. We don't know. If they removed it, definitely a mistake by IGN. What do you guys think? I know Vance is Hanzo main, so
I don't know what you mean by that.
You like your dirty little bow and arrows.
Yeah, dude.
That is a character I don't recognize at 249 in the video.
Okay.
That might be Hawkeye.
In the kill feed.
In the thumbnail?
Yeah, in the kill feed.
In the kill
feed.
Yeah. It's 666?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 666. Okay, that's Hawkeye. Yep. So it's still there. So was it a mistake, or was that purposely put in there so people could comb through the video and find it?
It was so quick, though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think it was intentional. I think it was just a slip up by IGN.
Someone, yeah.
IGN's going to get hit with an NDA issue.
I like thinking that was put in there as an Easter egg for people to find, to stop it on that exact frame and find out what's going to be next. So that's exciting. Hawkeye, hopefully, we'll get to that. We'll get to my hopes for Hawkeye later. What I want to talk about next, though, is the contests that are going on and what they're doing. So I know you guys aren't part of the Discord.
I am now.
Okay. So in the Discord, there's this hero card thing they're doing. This is a thing where every day you can type like / hero card in a specific channel, and they give you a card of a randomly generated hero. And what they said is that there's surprise cards in there. So people are thinking that that's going to be how they release one of the characters. It's like someone's going to like pull that card on the day they release that card or something. And it's going to be like, surprise, motherfuckers. It's Hawkeye. So that's really cool. Yeah. And every day you could draw a card every day. And every day a specific hero is chosen. And for the people who drew that hero that day, they get entered into a pool for, drum roll, a $5 Steam disc or $5 Steam gift card.
Oh my god!
Ooh.
Yeah, they're giving out like 100 of them.
Just give me 5 skins.
Maybe they'll give you 4 skins.
I'll take 1 skin.
They're also doing another contest. It's called Spot the Hero, where you have 10 seconds on this external website, and there's a bunch of pictures that show up. There's like 6 levels, and it's like, which one is different? And you have to pick which one is different. And you can do this once a day too. If you get through all 6 levels, they put you into a drawing pool for a $5 Steam gift card. I didn't make it past level 6, but I tried it. It was super easy until level 6, and then at level 6 there was like 20 different magics, and you have 10 seconds to pick, and I'm like, oh, and then I clicked one. And I was wrong. Yeah. So, like, I think it's really cool that if that's how they release one of these heroes. If it's like one day, you know, Ultron gets pulled, and it's like, we're doing Ultron today.
Hang on. Before we jump into anything, I'm looking at these events. Did you already sign up for the content creator application?
No, I didn't. Well, we don't have a base one.
So I think
there's like a certain amount of people you have to follow. Also, like, there was a reason I couldn't do it. I can't remember, but I tried. But moving on, that's something we can always come back to. I want to talk about the drama.
Yay.
The drama that I've been reading about. Because we covered most of the news already. So this last bit of the podcast, we'll be talking about the drama. So, one-shots and whether or not they belong in the game. That is a concern I have about Hawkeye, for example. And I've been seeing over the Steam and the Reddit forums a lot of discourse about whether or not one-shots should be in the game, whether or not they are a skillful interaction, whether or not they are a fun interaction to have. What do you guys think about one-shots and if whether or not they believe in or belong in Marvel?
I think everybody's tripping. I think he's going to have explosive tips for his primary fire.
Well, he's just one concern. Another concern is Black Widow. Which from a couple leaks I've just like heard through the grapevines has a sniper rifle, you know?
I mean, but, I think one-shots should exist, but you better be able to counter those with some other types of gameplay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dita? Where do you stand at one-shots?
Yeah, I think one-shots should exist. I think, you know, you should have a high skill, like, mechanic on it, so they can be countered easy, like, by normal playing peoples.
I think you both are tripping. I think you both are high, and one-shots don't belong in any fucking game like this. Okay, so let's talk about it, I guess. All right, we're getting into there. So, first point, Dante, Widowmaker. Let's talk about her, because it's the closest thing we have.
Yeah.
The heater work, I'm sorry. I just doxed you.
They're gonna find out.
Widowmaker, are you gonna sit there, right there, and tell me that skill?
Yeah.
Okay. Vance, yeah. Are you gonna sit there?
I was mad, and now I'm moderate, and I'm like, okay.
So the thing is, right? Marvel Rivals looks like there is a ton of mobility, right? Yeah,
that is also very true.
Overwatch, it's a little less mobile than what Marvel Rivals is. So Widow has some unfair advantage. Plus, she gets wall hacks, so she can anticipate shots more. But in Marvel Rivals, like, I don't think they're going to give Black Widow sights. That just is too... I don't know if that's legally distinct enough for...
I think it's fair to say that Marvel Black Widow may not have a sniper rifle, but in the art that's been released for her, she definitely is holding one.
So just let her one-shot, man. There's 100% a skill involvement in that, to be able to hit your shots and have the hand-eye coordination or muscle control to hit them shots.
Yes, I will give you that. Okay, both of you, I'll give you that. One-shots, Widow. Let's talk specifically about Widow because it's the closest comparison right here. Widow takes skill to land the shot. My point is that everybody has that fucking skill now, and even gold Widowmakers can occasionally hold a fucking lobby hostage. I am saying that the amount of skill it takes is minimal compared to other heroes when you have the freedom to sit in the back of the map and not, you know, interact with the game in other ways. So.
I feel like you've been shot too many times by one-shot characters.
Somebody's tilted.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe a little bit. But are you guys gonna stand there and tell me that the presence of a Widowmaker doesn't completely change the way the game has to be played, whether or not she lands that headshot or not?
Yeah, I mean, but still, if you got a really good other character, people have to change for them. If you got a really good Genji, like, oh shit, we can't beat the Genji.
They got a really good hog. Well, I guess I'm going Ana.
But is it fun? Let me say that. And we can talk about Hog, and that's not a comparison anymore, because he doesn't have the one-shot.
Marvel Rivals review podcast.
But no, we're talking about one-shot specifically. Are one-shots fun mechanic? Let's say you are being absolutely fucking held in spawn by a one-shot who doesn't, and you can't do anything about it. Because there's at a point where people say, just don't peek. You have to peek at some point. At some point, you have to fucking go forward, right?
I mean, I don't know. I have been, but not that often, I guess. to be like, I don't want one shots.
I mean, that just sounds like a skill issue at that point.
I'm just like, all right, I'm coming for you now.
You just turned this into a cat and mouse type game. Good job. I'm coming for your ass.
I think you both are tripping, but I guess we're not going to get a lot of places in that conversation. I vote no one shots in these two.
I'm for it.
Have the correct opinion, then yes.
You have the correct opinion. You are one of the few people that I feel like. I think I think there are more people. I wish we could do a poll, but we don't have the audience. About how they feel about one shots. I would be willing to go on the limb about more people not wanting one shots than people wanting one shots because they're annoying and unfun. And when you can kill someone across from the map, your positioning isn't as important as especially if you're uncontested as a sniper. Mm-hmm. It's like you're literally doing a tank's job by holding whole space hostage. You have taken space because they can no longer peek those sight lines. Like, you know what I mean?
You gotta run really fast in a zigzag.
And what you're I'm saying is after close. I'm saying in the case of like a game like Overwatch where it's approaching 10 years old and people that have been grinding the game for 10 years are not even grinding but playing occasionally, skill has increased so exponentially from where we were in 2016 that the average player can now ruin someone else's day. Not every time, because consistency is still an issue, but on some maps and in some game modes, like, even fucking Golden Plat Widowmakers can just absolutely fucking shit on everybody, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm still hearing nothing but, I suck at the game, and I'm just getting punished because I don't know how to deal with the Widow.
You got shot a lot, man. It's okay.
I think, Vance, I think you haven't played Overwatch in a while.
I haven't. Not in the last, like, 2 months.
I have been playing, but I don't feel that way. I've been playing Widowmaker, so...
Yeah, I play Widowmaker, so it's fine.
Who would play fucking Widowmaker? You got...
Since they took away my fucking one-shots with Hanzo, I had no choice.
I was playing only Sombra before Widowmaker. I was like, well...
Hanzo's one-shot is back. I don't know what you're talking... I don't know you can play
Yeah, Widow. Hanzo. Yeah, Hanzo's...
Looks like I'm back to playing Hanzo, baby.
But, alright. Alright, so that's one part of the drama, and I think as evidenced by our short little discussion on here, that's not... going anywhere. Like, that's always gonna be drama. All right, this one is one that's I'm gonna be a little bit honest before we start here. It's a little bit more political than what I'd like to get in normally, but I think in a lot of the times it's an important conversation to have, and one of the responsibilities of owning as a platform is to advocate for some things. So is this game woke?
Is this game woke?
Why the fuck would I don't see why that's a problem. If it is, it's
gay characters in Marvel.
It's not fucking woke. And anybody that thinks it's fucking woke is a fucking degenerate looking for the Fourth Reich.
Yeah, that's not even what I have a problem with. Right, there's this degenerate fucking thread that has been going on for like 4 months on the Steam, and it keep rearing its ugly fucking head every couple days where the conversation about is Marvel Rival woke. And there's this whole retinue of people that's like, no, it's not woke. The Chinese are based. All the female characters are baddies. We're fucking dope. So let's be real. If you're a person one who cares about a game being woke, no one wants you around because you are likely an incel and an asshole.
Like, as long as the game's not being sexist or racist, you know, it's all right.
So,
I'm getting inclusive.
I'd also like to point out representation is important.
Yes. Inclusion and being woke. And you're like, you're not going to play Marvel Rivals and everyone's like, taking a knee start of the game or some shit.
This one female character is slightly masculine, so I'm out. Like, one, if that's you, bye.
Like, yeah, just get out.
Thank God. But what I want to talk about is, one, is this game woke? And then what you who are asking that question is thinking, I'm going to tell you yes. Yes, it is. And Marvel has a lot of gay and lesbian and transgender characters. Let's talk about a couple of them, because this is a conversation that's important. I'm going to read off some names, a lot of names. Akihiro, Angela, Anole, Ricky Barnes, Black Cat, Cullen Bloodstone, Betsy Braddock, American Chavez, Colossus, Deadpool is pansexual, Carolina Dean, Demolition Man, Destiny, Destroyer, Duke, Dynamite, Phantomax, Flatman, Freedom Ring, Giant Man, Gray Malkin, Gwynpool, Hercules, Hiram, the Hulkling, the Emperor Hulkling, Iceman, Inertia, Jackpot, Jennifer Kale, Karma, Gabby Korg is gay in the last movie. You see that?
Yeah.
Living Lightning, Loa, Loki.
Yeah.
Very
bisexual.
Mariko, Mercury, Nico Monaro, Moondragon, Morph, Mystique, Novard, Northstar, Fastus, Philavel, Pinky Pinkerton, Pixie, Julia Power, Prodigy, Kitty Pryde, Pyro, Rawhide Kid, Red Sonja, Richter, Katana, Shatterstar, Spectre, Speed, Spider-Woman, Stacy X, Star-Lord, Striker, Rachel Summers, Sunpyre, Tempo, Tony Ho, Union Jack, Valkyrie, Nadia, Venom, Webweaver, Wiccan, Wade Wilson, Zavin, and Yukio. All fucking gay. Go get fucked.
I mean, can you call Venom gay? I mean, he's a symbiote.
Yeah, but his relationship with Eddie Brock, like, they call each other baby sometimes.
Yeah. It's gay. It's all right, though.
It's all right.
What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it. So, yes, I'm going to say if they ever introduce any of these characters, the game is woke. If that bothers you, bye. No one wanted you here. All right. So, do you guys have anything to add?
I know, man. That was everything, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you got it all. Yep. Good job. Proud of you, our social justice warrior.
All right.
Proud of you.
All right. All right. So, that is all the news that I had ready for this. And one of the cool things going forward for this podcast is that we are going to try to do weekly episodes, 45 minutes, an hour. We're hoping to do every week. As we approach December 6th and we get weekly new information every day, we can start doing that. So I'm ready for closing remarks. What do you guys want to advance? You're muted.
I'm not muted. I was just questioning. Weekly new information every day.
Daily. You know what I mean. I'm still here. We are getting new news every day. Weekly. Every day. Every one of those. It's like Monday through Sunday. News. Yes. And we will cover those weekly.
Oh, my God. All right.
So, all right. So, closing remarks. What do you guys want to see in the next week? Whether that's maps. Sorry, going back, way back. They did reveal some maps in the Moon Knight trailers. If you didn't see those, there was like the intergalactic Wakanda map. It was the one they were fighting on in one of the trailers. But what do you guys want to see? Whether that be characters, maps, anything in the fall next week. Go, one of you.
I would love to see a portal open up and it transports us to December 6th and we're just playing the game. That would be the best part.
Oh, my camera died.
If that don't happen, he's gone.
Before we go on, now this is backtracking. I cannot believe I forgot this. Backtracking all the way to Psylocke for a moment. Yeah, we have to backtrack all the way to Psylocke for a moment.
Rewind animation.
She has a team up with Magic. And they also changed the Black Panther's team up too. The team up with Black Panther, and now that Psylocke also has, is Tracer Recall. Is they teleport back in time.
Based.
So yeah. So Panther and Psylocke has that now. So
it's actually fitting that you had to go back.
All right. Now pick up one of you. What do you guys want to see in the next week? Go.
Give me. You fucker, you took it from me. You couldn't even let me have this. My camera died again. Ah, my life is in shambles. I want fucking Hawkeye. And I want my one-shot Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
We're spending one shot to him. All right. My Iron Man out the sky.
All right. You guys are both degenerates, but I respect it. All right. So what I want to see in the next week, I definitely want to see the Hawkeye. I want to see a Hawkeye reveal myself. I also want to see just any other character reveal too that's new, because if they follow this trend and they're actually going to release another 6 characters up into release, That means more than one character a week.
Good.
So,
oh, wow.
That means if we're 3 weeks off, we got two characters this week, we can expect two characters next week, and the next week. So.
Damn.
Yeah. But that's if that happens. I doubt they're actually going to do that. I think some of these days they're just going to reveal maps, and I think they're going to reveal like 3 or 4 maps and a couple characters.
We deserve at least that.
Yeah.
All the hell they put us through.
All right. That's all I got for this week. Thank you guys so much. Please check out our other episodes, the Marvel Rivals review, on your podcasting application of choice. And shout out to Alunid. He wants Quicksilver. That would be freaking dope. A speedster.
Yeah. Give us a speedster.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's all we have for this week. Thank you guys for hanging out. We appreciate all the support. And we'll see you next week. What do you guys got to say? Sign out. I just did that for you.
Yeah, you just fucking didn't even let us plug ourselves. Yeah. God
plug
damn.
Plug yourselves.
I'm Van Helsing Gaming, and I'm struggling with my chair.
What's going on tonight?
I am having a rough night, all right? We didn't even have fucking, like, conversation about how our day was going, but it's fine. No small talk.
Oh, no.
Straight to business. It's fucking bullshit. It's fucking working us to the bone over here. Thanks, Conrad.
All right, plug yourself again.
Anyways, Van Helsing Gaming, Twitch and YouTube. Yeah, we'll see you on fucking Friday or Saturday, whatever day it is.
All right, plug yourself, Dante. All right. And I am, Conrad Guther. You can follow me on Twitch and watch me mauled at fucking video games. Twitch.tv/Conrad Guther. Appreciate it again and for the last time. This is for real this time. Goodbye.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye. Who wants to play Overwatch?